It's my honor to present to our sheriff, the Honorable Mike Williams, our final strategic initiative report. Sheriff?
Thank you.
Costa's handing over a bound report Monday at Friendship Fountain. Williams says he'll digest the findings over the next couple months and around March have a plan for implementing some of them.
We needed a vehicle. We needed an opportunity for people in the community to kind of speak into JSO and help us set the direction of JSO moving forward.
The four task force committees focusing on transparency, resources, training, and community engagement were headed by business and community leaders. Florida Blue Foundation VP Susan Towler led the community engagement committee. She says officers should aim to give every Duval citizen at least one positive interaction a year with JSO.
Having kind of constant communication, police presence in communities when there's not a situation, more to get to know the communities and to really understand where they're coming from and demonstrate mutual respect.
50 citizens, ranging from nonprofit workers to community organizers, served on the four task forces. Other recommendations include JSO's partnering with nonprofits that specialize in helping police gain community trust and having officers wear body cameras. That one is already in the process of being implemented. Lindsay Kilbright, 89.9 WJCT News.